that line, falling apart under the sign of Italian. I have done that. I have done that. Damn it. I want to say that Jan Beatty opened the sky for me, and that means that I thought there was a limit, and maybe there isn't. My first one is an old one, because it has the word young age in it, which I don't know what that means anymore. Portrait of at a young age. I've had bruises, but the bruises faded. My breasts have holes where cysts existed. My skin flakes in paper patches. Knees have scars, and so do faces. An Italian doctor carved me a navel. A laparoscopy wrecked his work. In the hollow dark of my pelvis, a cervix cut and singed. Razor nicks, hoary ghost worms. One night, I was strangled, but not to death. My nose holds the stain of a pinch to the bridge. The bite to my calf moved and shifted a vein. A highway redirected, a forest burned and replanted. Thank you, Jan Beatty. All right, this is my only fable. It's also a story about family. It's also about politics and Thanksgiving. Put it all together. Okay. All right, the chair and the end table. Still, the chair loved the table. His felt pads and water stains. His personal story of a lost mate. What did he think of her, wool upholstery, the cracks in her strong Queen Anne legs? What had happened years ago. Hadn't the holiday brought them a truce? Neither had liked the carpeted floor. The chair sat close to his secret drawer. She felt safe to mention the election. The table grumbled, brainwashed propagandist. Which stunned the new carpet, who is decidedly non-political. That is how the Cold War resumed in that late November living room. If the table had feet, the chair quipped, he'd find them in his mouth. If I had feet, the table replied, I'd walk to the other side of the floor, less socialist stink. Each stood their ground. Each no longer speaks. That's how it went down. Hey, here's a family poem. I don't know. Okay, circling bees. I am the last woman in this family. We all know I will make the decaf. Clear the summer patio table. I stack the dishes to carry, one eye on the sauce oil. If one of the brothers helps this Sunday afternoon, I will thank him. No sarcasm. One at a time, someone flicks three cards to the others around the same table. I come around to pick up the last peaches. The men speak in dialect about the fertility of sugar in the wine fermentation process. That's when I see her, dead a year. She knows we are selling the house. She wants to say something but can't. The raccoons stir in the spruce tree den. The insects march up the screen door. All the men now up and doing. The cat repeats herself against the patio chair, finds the center of the shadow to sit in. What of it, Mother? We'd rather have the money. I take a loaded plate down the concrete path to where the bees circle the mound of spent grape leaf skins and scrape off the scraps with the teeth of a knife. I turn my back. Imagine the bees eventually settle. All right. Joan, you're awesome, Joan. Okay, I have... Okay, this is a little one. Funny. 2 years since cancer made me a wife with the needle, with a threaded needle snaked in her shirt that runs hands through a jangling spill to find a button that is close enough, regrets the thread's weakness but weaves the needle through holes. Funny how now we bloat like dead fish, explode button shrapnel. But neither of us are dead. All right, this will be my last one. A little complicated. It has two parts to it. Company for breakfast. Used to go to meetings, if you know what I mean. And there were wonderful people. And number one, this is called Company for Breakfast. Number one, though she had survived love's treasons, though she was the group leader, she was surprised. Though she had memorized the Serenity Prayer, she taught me decades later. Though she had lived and made sense of her senseless self-pity, though she had cheated death in her 80s with bypass surgery, she was still surprised to find a grandnephew on her doorstep, like one in a basket, another addict, homeless after jail. A cruel joke God made of her prayer. She said she was so surprised when he stumbled toward her, for the waffle, how much she loved his company at breakfast. I, almost 50, having had no child, praying, not fearing what waits outside that door. Two, she taught me decades later with bypass surgery, God, what waits outside the door. Thanks, guys. Julie Chucheni. Where's my comprade, Julie?